Strike three called, and the Royals sweep the Guardians, winning today 6-2.
Oh, well, the Guardians coming home. Games against some teams that are still vying for their positioning into the postseason. Time to talk Guardians baseball this morning with Jim Rosenhaus. Is brought to you by your Northridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads, and also your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. Good morning, Rosie. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bruce.
The other day, we played a highlight from the Kansas City game, and it sounded like there was four guys in front of you drinking beers just cheering. I don't know. It was an odd crowd noise. I don't know. There's not a lot of folks coming out to KC, it seems, at this time of the year.
Wait, would that have been a Monday game, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was. It was one of those early games.
Well, they threw a Monday day game in there because Beyonce was supposed to play across the street at the football stadium. She ended up not, because she postponed it to a later date, but they kept the Monday afternoon game. So it was a little sparse there in Kansas City on Monday.
Right. When you it's almost like the free spring training games where you actually hear people in the crowd out there. They can send messages to their family and everything's like that too. But didn't turn out the way we did against Kansas City. But what do you see in the effort as this season winds down from the team?
You know, I think the effort's there. It's funny, like, because players, they want to post their stats and things like that. But there's definitely a difference when you're playing, you know, it's two teams that, in terms of postseason, that's not happening. And I don't know quite how to describe it, but you know it when you see it, that type of thing. And even last weekend when the team was at home against Texas, you know, that Texas was a playoff team. And I think we'll see that on this homestand. The Guardians will rise to the challenge, so to speak, and give those teams a real good effort. And I'm not saying they didn't have a good effort against Kansas City, but that kind of that team part of it might be missing just a little bit. You know, they're trying to do the best they can. They're trying to get their numbers if you're a hitter, and pitchers obviously don't want to get hit around, but there is something different when your team's just kind of playing out the string, especially if they had some high expectations.
Right. Well, one of the things we may see is Tristan McKenzie. Is that a rumor? Is that a truth? What's the story with him possibly being on the mound?
Well, him and Shane Bieber. Bieber will throw tomorrow night for sure. And then Tristan, they're going to wait. They have him tentatively slotted in for Sunday, but they just want to make sure he pitched in Columbus on Tuesday. And so today would be his side day of work in the bullpen. I think they just want to make sure he gets through that okay before making it official. But it sure seems like Sunday will be his day. They'd love for that to be the case. There's a chance that it might not be, but I think he'll be fine. And it seems like everything's going smoothly for both.
Talking this morning to Jim Rosenhaus, Guardians coming home for their final homestand against Baltimore and Cincinnati. As I mentioned at the start, two teams that have something to play for. So it's going to be an interesting energy, whether as they come through. What do you expect to see from the Orioles this weekend?
You know, we haven't seen them since May, Bruce, but they have been one of the best teams in baseball. They have the second best record in all of baseball behind only Atlanta, and that's saying something. Best record in the American League, and I think a lot of people thought they would be better this season because they finished strong a year ago, just missed out on the playoff hunt, and it's a good young team with a lot of some of the best young talent in baseball, and they have taken that and run with it this year. And again, when we saw them in May, they were good. They were kind of hanging around near the top of the division, but they've really taken off since. So I'm excited to see what the difference is now, because they're playing really well and they're trying to win the American League East. And I don't know how many people would have picked them for that at the start of the season.
Right. How many people would have picked the Reds to still be in contention at this time of the year, too?
Boy, that's a great point as well. If you had told us when we were out in Goodyear, I think every team's optimistic in spring training, but I think most people associated with the Reds were pretty realistic that you know, they'll try and make some headway, but they had a lot of holes to fill. But they brought up some young players that have really changed their season, and they're still in it. They could, both of these teams, the Orioles could clinch the division while they're here, and then the Reds could clinch a playoff spot while they're here. So it could be a rough homestand in the visiting clubhouse for those guys cleaning up after some celebrations if things go right for those teams.
Yeah. Well, it looks like the weather might cooperate for some of this final homestand, but what do you think the mood's going to be as each day gets closer to the end of the homestand, knowing unofficially that we, you know, Tito's last go-around here at this point, and they've even printed up T-shirts, so we know it's sort of official in some sense.
Look, Tito has said, and it's funny because Mike Chernoff and Chris Antonetti, the GM and president of baseball operations, they have kind of deferred to Tito when asked, you know, is this official? And they said, look, just what Tito has said is how he feels. And he's not returning next year because he wants to get some, you know, take care of some things health-wise and just stop because it just, you know, it piles up. There's not enough of an off season for him to take care of some of the things that he needs to take care of and feel better. So, the front office didn't want to, you know, on the marketing side, didn't want to let the last homestand slip by without honoring him. And so Wednesday night, yes, 20,000 T-shirts given away, honoring Tito, and $11 Upper Deck tickets. So that's awesome for the whole homestand. So, but you know, hopefully a lot of folks come out on Wednesday night because he changed this franchise. It was a real struggle there for several seasons. And when he came on the scene in 2013, they were relevant. And, you know, they've had a run here over 11 years with him at the helm where this type of season this year has not happened. It has been teams that have been in contention, playoff contenders, and, you know, at a certain point in time in 16 and 17, one of the best teams in baseball. So that's a credit to him, and they want to honor him and let the fans do the same on Wednesday night.
That's true. The fans and the players, too, I'm sure, feeling that same way as well.
Yeah.
They're just focusing on also finishing out the season. We'll talk again next Thursday. Appreciate your time this morning, Jim.